What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sal will be back, so we'll be getting after that game one, of course, Eastern Conference Finals. 25 years, my goodness, insane how fast time goes, and really just amazing the depths in which the Knicks sunk. I mean, we lived it, not everybody, but you know, those of us who stayed on, for some reason I did, you know, so, and I got to tell you, that's one reason why, you know, and it's the mindset, I didn't even know I was going to go here, but it just hit me. The mindset of some fans really is perplexing these days. You don't think that I got, and you really should know by now it doesn't bother me. You really should. You don't think that I got pounded over the weekend? Oh, you checked out on the Knicks. You know, you don't deserve to celebrate. Take a hike. Yeah, okay, buddy. Yeah, I'm going to listen to you, and I'm not going to celebrate. Yeah, okay. When I was staying up and I was watching Bernard King from the foot of my bed on a black and white TV at the age of about 7 or 8 on Channel 9. Yeah, okay. I'm going to listen to some 20-something-year-old punk on social media who's going to tell me not to enjoy the Knicks. Okay, that's going to happen. What I don't understand is like, when, and Hoff, maybe I need some help with this, really. When was the balance of being a fan? I don't mean a fanboy, like an unapologetic fanboy. I'm not talking about that. But being a fan, okay, but also being critical. Like, when did people stop hearing? To me, like, that's the best type of voice. Like, if I'm, I don't know, man. Like, I'm just thinking back to when I used to listen to WFAN. Of course, I know that Mike loved the Yankees. Grew up, loved Mike, Mickey Mantle. Loved his Yankees. But he would go scorched earth on them when they deserved it, you know? Same with Nate Mad Dog with his Giants and same with Joe with his teams, right? Like, why is it suddenly less, I don't know if the word's acceptable, but whatever. Or less acceptable to straddle that line of being fair and also being passionate. What's wrong with people?
Well, I think people just are like, you know, the fanboys are tired of hearing criticism. So they're just sitting there. And as soon as you say anything that, even if it's realistic, even if it's actual truth, they don't want to hear because it's about the vibe. It's about the energy. It's about the optimism. It's about positive freaking Tommy sitting out there. Ooh. Talking about, you know, we got dudes, dogs, all that other stuff. But the reality is a lot of people don't want to have that. Like, same way as superstition. Like, I sit there and watch a game, baseball game, football game, hockey game. If someone walks into a room that has bad energy, I ask them, please get the F out of here.
You do?
I don't want, yes. If some, yeah, I wow. don't want that. I'm watching a game. I'm feeling
what if it's your wife?
Way. Yes, get out of here. I'm in the middle of something.
And her response is?
She tells me where to go.
Exactly. And she, not only does she stay, but she kicks you out of the comfortable seat, and then she sits down.
Right, and then I'm doing work, and I'm missing the game. Yeah.
But you think it's really, yeah, you might be right. It's just a byproduct of more the whole positive vibe thing and like just that's not how I grew up.
We've talked about this many different times, and just even calculating when you're playing ball or whatever it is, like it's a mental game now, and we recognize it and how you almost want to attack. Being an athlete as just more than just being physical, you also want to think about the mental aspect of it. Fans are doing the same thing. Fans are going, I want to be positive when I'm watching my team. Like, I don't want to sit there. That's why I retired from being a Jets fan. I'm tired of being...
Did you put the papers in?
I did that earlier, yeah.
I did not get any tweets or alerts. Has the league accepted the retirement papers? That's a big development.
I don't know. I put it in a couple months ago. I don't know if anybody's actually seen the papers yet. It's kind of like that time when I think the Denver Broncos were trying to sign somebody at the last minute and it didn't go through. The paperwork maybe never went through, but I'm retiring from the Jets. I am done. I don't need negativity anymore.
This is huge, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of the negativity, and I understand that this Jets franchise is in a different direction, but the point is, I need positivity. And I don't get it from the Jets anymore. I'm tired. I'm going to go to somewhere else where I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm a free agent right now.
Wait, so you're one of these people that I was just criticizing. You've turned into one of these people I just found. Talk about burying the lead.
Yes. And for my football fandom, yes.
Okay, so you couldn't even give Aaron Glenn 2 months to get it off the ground?
Well, I didn't want Aaron Glenn to begin with, so.
It's on
other people.
All right, so let me ask you. Wow, this changes football season. So, or it could if the Jets are interesting. So let's say the Jets are 5-1 or 4-2 or 3-2. What's going on?
At this point, and I've made it very well known, because everyone knows I'm a Mets fan, or I think everyone knows I'm a Mets fan.
Yeah, but that we know.
If somehow the Mets don't go to the World Series, which is very possible, mm-hmm. and the Yankees do, I would like to see the Yankees win a World Series because New York, the fan base, needs to win. They need to celebrate. So whether it's the Knicks, the Rangers, the Jets, the Giants, I don't care. So as a New Yorker, yes, I'll be very happy with that, but I don't need to sit there and go. I'll be happy for the city. I'll be happy for the people, the Jets fans. I'll be happy for New York,
wow.
But I don't need to go through that aggravation. I don't care.
You are hitting me with a lot. All right, well, before I get back to the calls, what happens? So, by the way, as much as you were mocking Tom, because you're like Tom, positive Tommy, you're doing the same thing.
No, I'm jumping off board. I'm knocking him because of. I'm not even knocking him. I am tired of all my teams that I'm rooting for being so terrible. I don't see a good. I don't see a good path for them.
Okay.
So I don't. I'm eliminating that from my life.
Okay, but that's different from. And I got you.
Yeah.
But that's different from sticking with a team and remaining true to what we're seeing. Like, that's so, like, you're not just going to, like, the Jets are 1-5. You're not going to create this whole positive aura, I hope.
No, why would I do that? That's why.
Sure. I don't know what's going on around here anymore.
That's why I quit on them. I'm not going to make something out of nothing. If they suck, they suck. If the Mets suck, they suck. And like you said, you came out here and said, like, if you have a negative thing to say about something with the Knicks, you didn't trust this team to begin with,
yeah,
and early in the season, and that's okay. You're allowed to have that opinion.
Absolutely.
You're allowed to have an opinion. That's what we do.
Well, of course. And by the way, that was kind of validated by the fact that they went 0-10 against the elite teams. Now, as things have changed, as circumstances have changed, I've changed my tune. I mean, happily. And I do think they're going to beat the Pacers. All right, so last thing here. I got to get back to something you said. So this is very, very interesting from Huff. He's morphing into an adult right in front of our own eyes here.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
We won't. Because I don't think you'll stay. I don't think you'll keep up with this. I don't think we'll have to tell anybody. So if the Mets get to the you said you want everybody, you just want somebody to win. That's the
I think it's time that New York takes over, because I will preface this, a lot of it is because I'm anti-Boston. I'm anti a lot of these cities that have won so many championships, and we're sitting here, when's the last time we won a championship?
Yeah, the Giants.
It's been a long time.
And Red Bull.
It's time for New York to get back and take over the world.
Well, I'm with you on that. I mean, and by the way, it's going in a pretty good direction. Yanks and Mets should be in the playoffs. I mean, obviously the Knicks,
the Rangers were there.
A year ago. They got to get their act together. But anyway, so this is the ultimate test here, and he's going to walk right into the trap if he's honest, folks.
Sure, there's
a trap. Which he won't be. If the Mets, for this one, if the Mets play the Yankees in the World Series.
No, I want the Mets to win.
Oh, I know you want the Mets to win.
Yeah.
That's a given.
How's that a trap?
Will you still be happy for those who got a championship?
Well, we've won a championship either way. I mean, there's a championship in town.
So the answer is yes?
So, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Oh, come on!
Why is that a trap? I just said I want New York's going to win a champ. I want them to win a championship. If it's Mets versus Yankees in the World Series, that's not ideal. It's not what I want because there's going to be a loser out of it. Yeah. I'd prefer just to have either the Mets in the World Series or the Yankees in the World Series. Obviously, I want the Mets to win the World Series. But if you're telling me it's a Subway Series, someone's going to be happy here. And it's about freaking time. I'm not thrilled with that answer, but that's the truth.
Oh, all right, man. All right. I got you. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, back to you guys. That was interesting. Let me get Mark and Kearney. Kearney, my bad. What's up, Mark?
BT, what's going on, buddy? How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm doing excellent. So if I can, BT, two points. I got a Soto, and then let's talk Knicks really quick, right?
Go for it.
So it's funny. It's funny. I almost find myself like in the majority now in the minority with Soto, where it's more frustrating for me the way he's playing than more of like the full blown panic. Oh my God, this is a bust. Why did we trade for him?
Yep.
He's a superstar in this league, is he not?
He's a superstar hitter, no question. Yeah.
So then, right, how many superstar hitters ever in baseball have you seen that just totally collapse? It's not going to happen.
No, Mark, listen, okay. That's a very interesting angle. No, it's not that he's going to collapse or, you know, he just checked out and he got his money. The only thing that I'll say is, and this is pertinent to his future, and I do think last year could wind up being his best season all time. Like, that's not crazy to think. In 2022, he had 246, and he backed it up the next year with 275. Judge doesn't do that. Miggy didn't do that. Griffey didn't do that. Pujols, the super souped Ohtani, the best of the best, don't do that. That's why I've always thought he's a little, like, it's a little hijacked who he is, but I know he's...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Obviously very good.
Exactly. And that's kind of my point. Like I said, I think it's for Mets, for me personally as a Met fan, it's just more frustrating than pushing the panic button.
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I mean?
It's yeah, I do.
Like, God, dude, like, how did you get off to this type of a start with all the hype around you coming here? So whatever. It is what it is. You know what? I'm going to let this play out. I'm not that guy that's going to press the panic button.
Got it.
On the Knicks. On the Knicks.
Yeah.
And you, I think you mentioned it before. Where did all this hate come from for us as Knicks fans? And it's like, it's on from coming from Shaq and Barkley and everybody dumping on the Knicks. Like, where's this coming from? we haven't been out there for 25 years.
I know.
Let us have this excitement. This is our moment.
I'm going to tell you why. Because listen, first of all, it is our moment. You're damn right it's our moment. And we're going to savor every second of these moments. Because there's many more to come. I like Shaq. Actually, I really love Shaq. Don't care what he thinks about this series. I really like Charles. Couldn't care less. Means nothing to me. This series. Like, I think the easy to answer you, why do so many people seem to hate on us? Well, and number one, it's New York and we're loud and we're obnoxious and all that stuff. And we do tend to overstate who we are and kind of react a little. I mean, listen, I thought it was great, all those people on 7th Avenue. But if you're not from here, you're like, what's wrong with these people? They just won the second round. So I can see why they think that. But also, the easiest thing to do is zig when we're zagging. And when we're zagging and they're zigging against us, you create content and you become anti-New York. And guess what? We all see it. Now, I don't jump into that nonsense because it's infantile junk. It's just so stupid. But some of you do. And not to denigrate your intelligence, but that's just, you know, I'm not going to jump into Shaq saying something, yeah, whatever, you know. But there's a lot of us around here, and many of you do, click, 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 click. And they basically get what they want at the end of the day. Listen, they're no dummies. You know, we were talking before about one of the callers brought up, and it was an interesting angle about how negativity sells. And I know that you guys feel that. Because I think it's part of my responsibility to see what some of you are thinking about certain things. And I'd be lying to you if I don't check in and kind of try to get a sense of what you're thinking. Some sort of social experiment on social media. I do. I don't write anything. And it doesn't change my mind as to what I'm going to do unless I think, wow, man, I really missed something there. Then I'm open to it. But I do think that some of you think that we slant negatively, just like I think you, talking about us, you know, here in New York, just like you're saying others are piling on Knicks fans. Why? Because it sells. I mean, what's going to get more clicks? Kenny Smith's from here, bad example. The Up and Smoke crew, I think those guys are funny. I like their stuff, man. Those guys are good. Steven Jackson, I like them. Say they're doing a 5-minute segment on their pod and they're like, you know, Knicks fans are awesome. Knicks fans are great. Wow, it's amazing. Or it's not that they did either one, or it's a 5-minute takedown on New York fans. What do you think is going to get more traction? You know the answer. So I just don't let it bother me. Who cares what they think? When we're sitting down tomorrow night on our couches, or if you're in the arena watching our game, they mean exactly what they mean to me right now. Zero. Nothing. Nothing at all. Let me get Liam out in Houston, Texas. Liam is on the Fan on the Free Odyssey app. What's up?
Hey, BT, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for 15 years, so it's an honor to speak to you.
Thank you, buddy.
I wanted to talk about Juan Soto and pivot into the Knicks from there. Juan Soto, for him to be playing the way he's playing, I mean, I know it takes time, but when you have the hitters of Pete Alonso, as well as Francisco Lindor hitting, and it's not like you're one, the only good hitter on the team. I think it's time to wake up, which why I think he owes a very big thank you to Jalen Brunson for taking the Knicks team where they are right now, taking the a lot of the eyeballs off of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pivoting into the Knicks, I agree with you 100% that the key to the series is Karl Anthony Towns. But unfortunately, and look, I'm a Knicks fan, but, and that's probably why I see so much negative, because of what we've been through for the past 25 years. But he's shown consistently that he's soft. He had a big game, and I hope he shows up. And then my problem also is with Coach Tom Thibodeau, that this team, you have a lot of talent team. These guys can ball, and they're serious. They're serious players. And I agree with you. If everything clicks, they're going to win the championship. But You can't tell me you're not doing your job when you're consistently down by 15 or 20, and that's how you win, because you put on the pressure, and that's how they come back from behind. If you're a NBA championship, world class basketball team that will win the finals, mm-hmm. which I think the Knicks are, you got to come out from the jump like they did on the last game they played. No more of this nonsense falling behind. You got to play four quarters of intense championship style basketball.
I think it's going to be very different.
I don't want this guy.
I think it's going to look very different. And good call, Liam. Thank you very much, buddy. You know, it's pretty interesting in the sense that, like, the Pistons looked one way that series. The Celtics looked another. And I think the Pacers kind of going to be somewhere in between. You know, obviously nobody shoots the volume of threes like the Celtics, and very few teams, and the Pacers aren't bringing this level of physicality, have that ferocity like the Pistons, that sheer toughness. But they're not pushovers, and their crowd's into it. And a lot of those fans are old enough to have, and I don't just mean last year, quite literally, but, going back to the Reggie stuff and Patrick days, they're in it, man. Like, Knicks Hicks, let's go. You know, in a lot of ways, the two things that I wasn't sure about the most about, and I love that I am going to get the answer. A lot of times you think something, you hold on to something. I'm talking about from my position, doing what I do for a living. And you never really get the answer. And you just wonder, how would that have gone? Well, the things that I question most about this team, the coach, on a championship level, not to be good, Tom Thibodeau and Karl Anthony Towns. Well, here you go. Here we are. Let's get the answer. And it's not about Cat dropping 35 and 15 and 7 rebounds and becoming Patrick Ewing all of a sudden or Hakeem. No. My gripe, I just have zero tolerance for this. When you just don't play hard. When you don't give it up for us. Maybe it took a while to click in. Maybe he wasn't fully healthy. I know that knee was a little bit banged up this year. I get it. But now you got 8 wins to go. And then you have the whole summer off. You got a day off in between each game. You got to play that way. And if you do, they will win the championship. And this drought will be over. And the Mets will still have the drought there, and the Jets, but that'll be one column checked off. The actress, the lead, God, I forget her name. What a crush I had on her. Sad story, not to make light of it. Died of like a heroin overdose. I really went off the rails. But that was Patrick Dempsey was in that movie. That was a really funny movie. I liked that movie. Amanda Peterson, there you go. Thank you. Have you seen that, Huff, or no?
Not a long time.
Yeah, no, I know.
I think I've seen every single 80s movie possible.
Listen, I mean, obviously this is subjective. Well, I mean, I'll put the 80s against everything, as you know. 80s movies, honestly, they're the best. What's better?
Well, I mean, I could start, but I do love the 80s horror films.
Well, I think that is a given. Like, they were gory, but some of them were well written.
Yeah.
The 80s, and then the 80s horror were phenomenal. But think about, like, even the mob movies from the 80s. Oh my God, just so good.
The problem is, I'm a 90s guy, so you especially the comedies, like the these type of films where it was like, comedies, like kid comedies, teenager comedies, whatever it is.
You're too young.
No. Like, I think the 90s are better. I think the 90s are just blow past.
Okay, so get, like, you're talking about, like, American Pie? Like, is that what you mean?
Like, give me examples. You know,
because I love
Van
that
Wilder.
Stuff too.
Like, Van Wilder was fantastic.
Okay, what else? Good movies, by the way.
I got to. Something About Mary was pretty good.
Oh, Something About Mary was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was 90s, dude.
I'm not
the biggest Ben Stiller fan, I got to be honest with you. But that
movie
was
biggest
classic.
Nick fan, as they always say.
Stop it. Stop it. Him and Spike Lee can go on a boat together.
I'll tell you, Spike's going to be unbearable with this Reggie stuff here, dude. It'll be unbearable with this Reggie stuff starting tomorrow.
I know.
It'll be unbearable. I already saw a video. Now, Sal brought this up the other day, and I didn't really. It doesn't bother me. I like Reggie, and I do not allow his presence to bother me when he's doing Knicks Pacers. If anything, it kind of energizes me. I'm okay with it. I think he does a good job straddling the line. But I saw a video before, unless it was an old one, and I don't think it was, on Instagram, where he was, because he's obviously already in the city games tomorrow, and he was on the, somewhere like on the pier, wherever he was, I don't know, probably down, maybe Brooklyn Heights, downtown Brooklyn.
Right, yeah.
So that's what it looked like. I used to live down there. It looked like that. And he's just going back and forth with people, and, you know, like he's making himself the story. And that's what Sal said he didn't want him to do, and I'm like, he's not going to do that, dude. But here we are a day before the game. He's out there, hey, you know, who's the most hateable, the Nick villain? Or, like, it just, Reggie, you're calling the game, dude. I get it, but ease off of that stuff.
Right. And last year, I think it was last year, where he was on a podcast with Mark Jackson, and he was talking about how the Knicks fans are the most intolerable. Like, they're terrible, insufferable, and stuff like that. It's like, yeah. Dude, stop it. Like, we the Knicks fans haven't had anything to celebrate forever. Like, stop, like, trashing us and trying to bring us down. This is the guy. This is where positive Tommy needs to step in and just, you know, hip check Reggie Miller to the side. You know, get out of our way. Let us keep our energy going, bro. We don't need you.
Well, we're not going to allow him to drown it out. I mean, we beat him more times than we didn't. And I love to know, is he's mocking Knicks fans. What the hell do Pacer fans look like? Walking around with a piece of wheat in their mouth and overalls? Get lost. Stepping in horse poop? Cow poop? Please.
By the way, if the Knicks go on to the finals, and we saw the celebration, we talked about it yesterday a little bit, do you think Ben Stiller and Spike Lee make their way up the billboard? Are they going to climb lampposts?
Oh, I thought you meant if they win the championship, will they be up
on
stage?
No,
of course not.
Oh, I was just wanted to say.
No. No.
No?
Why would they try it? Ben's 60.
I don't know. They're excited. They're happy.
And
I mean,
Spike's older, yeah.
You know, we're celebrating differently these days, it seems like.
But just get ready for a lot of Spike and Reggie byplay. That is coming. Let's get back to the phones. Obviously, a lot of Soto stuff as well. Teddy in Livingston wants to jump in on the Knicks, though. What's up, Ted?
Yeah, hey, BT. How you doing?
Good, Teddy.
Great
how
show
are you?
Today.
Thanks, man.
Good. I'm just calling because I'm listening to you all morning. I was at the game last night in Boston driving back to Jersey now.
It was windy.
You know, and I got the top down also, so it was good.
Oh,
I mean,
wow,
right
nice.
Now. Yeah, so it was windy. It was windy, but we moved from the outfield behind home plate.
You're dropping out. Okay, there you go. Gotcha.
The game was a good game, obviously disappointing in the end. But my point is, one thing we've learned from, especially this season, the last season, with the Knicks, the Mets, and the Yankees. You know, it all matters what happens in the playoffs. We are lucky as hell that we've got Mr. Clutch, Jalen Brunson, playing for our Knicks.
Yep.
He was Mr. Clutch regular season, and he's more than showing that he's Mr. Clutch in the playoffs. I don't want to hear about Aaron Judge, who's hit 400.
Nope,
when
not
he
now.
Shows up in the playoffs and does what he needs to do, then we'll make New York will make him a star. You know, that's my point.
I got you. And by the way, what kind of car are you driving with that top down?
Mustang GT.
Nice, Teddy. Enjoying life. Atta boy. Smooth sailing, my friend. Smooth sailing here. Yeah, I mean, listen, there's the great gene, you know, and then there's the clutch gene. And what you have when you get an all-time icon is when those two intersect. Like Clyde Frazier, like Mark Messier, like Derek Jeter, like Mariano. I'm going to stretch this a little bit, but and no disrespect, but like Eli. Like, yeah, I just stretch it because Eli wasn't, come on, we've had this conversation. I'm not going to get back into it. You know what I mean? And Judge has not gotten there yet. Now, I do interpret regular season baseball success very different from every other sport. It's just, whether it's right for you or I'm crazy for doing it, whatever, that's just what I do. And, you know, I said after the World Series, it's the most unforgivable defensive play in the history of the Yankees when he dropped the pop-up, but it also doesn't mean that I won't be able to, when it's all said and done. Let's say Aaron Judge is not with a World Series. Now, if he never gets back, now that's one storyline. Because then he just had one bad World Series, like Dave Winfield, right, in 81.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If he gets back a few times and never performs well, now that's very different, and I think that would shape it for you. Like, now he can't be there with Mantle and Gehrig and DiMaggio and Ruth and Yogi and Jeter and all those greats. Even Reggie, with, of course, even though he was only here for a couple of years. And I would say, I got you. That's your opinion, but my opinion is he is, because he's the greatest player that I've ever seen. That would be a very delicate juggle, and I think that I would lose that battle in the court of public opinion, but that's how I would interpret it. You know, you just, it's one thing to score, and I'm not even trying to minimize this now, but like, just there's just a lot of guys who score 25 points in the NBA on any given night. Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who throw 30 or more touchdowns. Not a lot who throw 40, but a lot who throw 30. Stats have been watered down. But when you reach his level of accomplishment, myself, I know why many of you do, I want it. I don't need the World Series validation for me to understand what I'm watching. Sam's in Marlboro. Sammy. Hey, Sam.
Yo, I'm here.
All right, Sam, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, sorry, brother. Hey, what's going on?
Good.
I'm with you on that. New York's got to win. How you doing, BT?
I'm good. Well, sounds awful.
Great
good.
Show. Everything's good.
Thanks.
So, you know, I just want to dovetail on what you guys said about Can't Buy Me Love. It's very funny. You know, Soto is just like that best line Seth Green had in the movie. You remember what it was?
I don't. I don't off the top of my head.
He went from totally chic to totally geek. Yeah, that was it.
I do remember that.
It's Sammy, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you. Very cordial.
All right, I'm gonna bring my glove. I'm definitely going Friday. I can't wait to see you.
Friday where? What's Friday?
To the big party. Is it
No,
this weekend?
We're not going. I'm just going to show up and have a catch with me. Which, by the way, I would love.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
No, well, I know.
You used to catch me all the time.
Hey, Sam. I will. I would take you up on that, buddy. You know that. I just realized, is that my buddy Sam from years ago? It is. Damn. Oh, why did I make that connection? God, great dude. Sammy G. I'm sorry, Sam. Oh, man. I mean, I would have a catch with a total stranger, let alone a former teammate. Quick story, real quick. Sam's a Jersey kid. Obviously, I'm from Brooklyn. We played on a team. This kid, Neil, who played for Rutgers. We were loaded. And Ron Hunt. You know the name? Do you know the name Ron Hunt?
Sounds familiar.
He's just saying that he doesn't know. Ron Hunt.
He's a Mets fan?
He's, by the way, he's the first Mets All-Star ever, and he held the record for hit-by-pitch, I think.
That's why I said I sound familiar.
Yeah, here you go. Good catch. Until I think Don Baylor broke it. Really good player for a couple years, and just a red ass. God, he was so hard. Tough, just so mean. And me and Sam, that last Calder, played for him. It was like AAU baseball before you really had heavy club baseball. It was in the 90s. We were still in high school. And we lived on his farm for the entire summer. We must have played 80 games, maybe more. We went in Ron Hunt's van. We'd wake up every morning. His wife would make his eggs and bacon, country breakfast, batting cage there. We would be gone all day playing baseball against phenomenal competition. And I could not wait to get out of there. I was terrified of Ron Hunt. One time, I know we got to break, but I can't not finish the story, man. I know. He actually went back to Shea Stadium for Old Timers Day. This is a true story. And I wish I didn't hang up on Sam. He had a little 5-speed. The car must have been 20 years old. I think it was like a black Datsun, like old. And he'd say, all right, boys, you know, you need to go get your tobacco or your milk, whatever you want to get. Take it. I don't even think we had licenses. I didn't know how to drive a 5-speed, but I tried. Anyway, he goes to Shea Stadium to do the old-timers game. And I guess we didn't have a game that particular day. Me, Sam, and other, what a surprise, basically all the Jersey, all the Northeast kids, take the car, not to get dip and get the other stuff, because we met a bunch of girls at the game. And we go out, like, we get drunk, just a disaster. And Ron Hunt winds up coming home early. And he saw, we weren't home yet, because we stayed out all night. And when I tell you, Missouri heat with the heat index is the most oppressive heat, the most humid heat that I've ever seen. He took us to the field and made us run poles. It must have been for an hour. I swear to God, not only did I think I was going to die, I wanted to die at that moment. Wow. Sam, I love you, buddy. I'm sorry I clipped you, dude. I did not realize that was you. All right, great dude. Triple, good ball player, too.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's call of the day brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. Brian's in Rochester, BT and Sal. What up, Bri?
Hey, BT. Good to talk to you, man. Listen, as a Mets fan,
yep.
I've seen
things like this before. Mo Vaughn, Roberto Alomar, Jason Bay, where guys sign big contracts and then they, you know, basically come to the Mets and suck, basically. But with Soto, he just seems very disinterested, almost disengaged. And obviously that's alarming because, I mean, we have this guy for potentially 15 years and he's not even out of the honeymoon period yet and he seems disinterested. But what's as concerning is I really think that his attitude and his lack of hustle and whatever you want to call it is having an effect on the rest of the lineup. I mean, this is a lineup that should not be scoring one and two runs or, you know, for six straight games. I mean, this is a lineup that was built to put runs on the board, and they just look terrible right now. And I think a lot of it has to do with Juan Soto.
All right, there you go. Call today. BT and Sal, call today. 888-808-1019 is our number. Let's get back to you guys and hammer these busy phones before we hand it over to Evan and Tiki. Matt is down in Florida on the Free Odyssey app. Matt, take it away, bud. What do you got?
Hey, Brendan, how you doing?
I'm good,
real quick,
thanks.
With Soto, man. You're welcome. He'll be fine. Okay, he'll be fine. Mets fans need to calm down. The problem is, Tierney, Cohen bought the stock high. He bought a 20-25% high. His best year of his career last year. Okay, and when are these owners going to learn? He's a 285-30-90 guy. Would you agree with that?
Maybe a little more than 90, but yeah, everything else is true. Yeah.
Well, he's 90 because he walks too much and he's in the two hole, and he's not a power hitter. You know, he's 30 in today's game is not. You know, the defenses are so, you know, they're so shallow nowadays.
I agree.
Hey, Hey, let me make a point about the Yanks, Tierney. So I'm down here in Florida. I watched it was on MLB Network. There was a, let me give a micro example, and you'll appreciate this as an ex ball player. Do you remember Cohen was doing the game? Dominguez was on first base, and Wells was up. And it was less than 2 outs. Would you agree that the Yankees over the last 10 or 15 years struggled to get runners in from third with less than 2 outs?
Oh, it's been one of my biggest issues, no question.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. So Dominguez is on first base. The guy flies.
Send them.
Okay?
Send them.
Austin Wells hits a rope, okay, the lefty, down the line, right over Dominguez's head. He's a major league ball player. What is this dude doing opening up to the ball and doing a secondary? That ball is going to tail towards the right field line. Anyone with half a brain, anyone with 95% of guys in the league with Dominguez's speed score easily. Now, he got lucky because the next guy had a hell of an at-bat, and then obviously Alonso threw the ball in the stand.
Yep.
So he scored. He got lucky. But that's a microcosm, Tierney, of why the Yankees do not win the World Series. They don't play fundamental baseball.
It's a finer point.
Do not put pressure on the defense.
It's a finer point. Hey, listen, you know, I appreciate that weedsy stuff when it comes to baseball. I hear you. I mean, you're talking secondary leads, talking my language. No, I got you. Listen, I would say, so I don't bore everybody to tears here, I would say that from a running perspective, just let him go. Let him steal more. You know, when Jazz Chisholm gets back, provided he's not hitting 140 and he's actually on base and he's going to be better than he was before he got hurt. He's got to be. You know, Jazz runs like the wind. Volpe's got plus speed. Dominguez has plus speed. Bellinger can, you know, not quite like those guys, but he can steal 20. You know, Judge can obviously sneak one here and there. I think Austin Wells can sneak one here and there. And I think I'm leaving somebody out. Not Grisham as much. Not DJ. Nah, I think I probably got all the guys who could run. If I'm omitting one, whatever. Point is, they've got more guys than usual. And I don't know why. I understand if Judge is coming up, you know, you don't want to have guys running into outs. But Dominguez hits behind Judge. Volpe hits behind. I mean, everybody hits behind Judge except, you know, one or two guys. So that is something I would really love to see Aaron Boone change. I know the analytics, I get that. But let him go eat. Run. Mark's in Oceanside. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you today, BT?
Good.
I am a mental health professional. You said you weren't before. I am a mental health professional, and I have a totally different theory on Soto.
Okay.
A lot of players, including Judge, Lindor, Alonso, they have a goal other than making money when they come to the major leagues. They have a love of the game. You could see it when they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto, from the start of his career when he was with Washington, he turned down a 10-year, $400-and-something-dollar contract when he was like 20. To me, the problem is he already attained his goal which was that huge contract.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's coming down off of his goal, which was to have a huge contract. He said when the season ended to the Yankees or to the fans, I'm open to all 30 teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he did. You know, that's interesting, Mark. Lean on your medical background as a real possibility there. I mean, I've heard people who just are so wealthy, and however they accrue that wealth, obviously different circumstance, but I've heard people talk about where they get to that literally the penthouse or, you know, the house in Malibu or on some other oceanfront, and like they get there and they're sitting around, they're like, is this it? And
yep.
That's got to be, yeah, like it's a moment of clarity because you're no longer chasing anything, which is the impetus for most dreams, the chase. Now, the only thing that I'm going to...
You have a joy when you do the show.
Yeah, I do.
That's what makes it, for me, good.
Yeah.
If you were just doing your job...
I'm with you. Same with Sal. Sal's got a joy, too. No, I know what you mean. I know. I appreciate that. I think the only thing that I would say, though... And thank you for the call, Mark. I appreciate that different perspective. I know you're a loyal caller. Thank you. When you say he's not playing with joy, he has played with joy before. Now, maybe that joy is gone because, again, the achievement has been realized. The pinnacle of the pursuit, if you will, has been touched, and it's not what he thought, especially if he maybe thinks in his own mind he's not with the team that he really wanted to be. I don't know, but I mean, it's going to be interesting. Nikki is down south in South Carolina, probably the last one of the day, free Odyssey app. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, BT, great to talk to you, pal.
My pleasure. What's up, buddy?
Well, Juan Soto, listen, if you can't go to work with a smile on your face making $765 million, then what's it take? I mean, really. You know, the BS about him not feeling at home, he misses the Yankees, please spare me. This man is a mercenary. He signed for the biggest number he could get. Mm-hmm. Now, whether the suites and all that took place, whatever it is, you're making that kind of money, you show up to work dancing and singing every day because you're set for life.
Yeah, but
now, I understand. I played ball, too.
I got you.
So not maybe as much as you guys.
No, it's all good. I didn't make it, so it doesn't matter.
I understand, you know, the retort to that.
No.
And if I exaggerate, it's only to prove the point that, you know, what's it going to take for him to feel at home? If he can't feel at home with his new team, knowing that he's set for life, then what's it going to take?
I don't know, Nick. I got to go. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be short with you there. Good stuff. You know, it is all relative, though. I mean, listen, there's people that I know that make a lot more money than I make, and there's people that I know that I make a fair amount more money than they do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.